Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy for Monday, August 3rd, 2020. On today's show, let's talk about the Trump flotilla over on Oneida Lake. Come on, we got to talk about that. Maybe some other stuff, but first, you know, we all have that moment when we don't like how we look. And it's usually a, it's usually like a picture that was taken. Two things happened to me in the past 48 hours that have me just mortified about myself right now.
Oh, God.
One, at work, and I don't know how to describe this, but I'm not allowed to totally talk about it yet or whatever. But someone I work with pointed out that I'm a portly fellow, which there's a reason they did that. This isn't like one of those things where it's like a human resources violation. There's a reason they did that. It's okay. I'm not actually mad that they did it.
I wish you could. Well, I wish we had video right now because my face. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It has to do with entertainment, so it's fine. I'm actually okay with it. I'm actually not bothered by. Like, I'm not. It's not a thing where I'm like, wow, I don't like that person or something like that. But I admit that because my instant reaction was, well, it's the truth. I mean, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna defend myself right now? I look like hell. I look terrible. So, yeah, that didn't feel good. But I don't blame that person. The truth is the truth is the truth, and they didn't do it in a malicious way. They really didn't.
Okay, but just yeah. Okay, just because a drag queen reads you and it's on point doesn't mean it doesn't still sting.
Right. Like, it's still right. Just because something's the truth doesn't mean it doesn't sting. It doesn't mean that it shouldn't be said. It doesn't mean that it was wrong to do. And I would say in this case, it wasn't wrong to do, and it was fine to be said without giving any details. But it still stung a little bit. And then, you know, Jesse, my wife, did a really cute thing for our son Rory this weekend where she made a treasure map. Like, made it look all old and stuff, put it in a bottle.
That's cool.
And then we buried a treasure chest in the yard for him to find.
Oh, that's cute.
It literally just because, no particular reason. So she ordered him, like, jewels, quote unquote, and pirate stuff, you know, and put it in. It was really, really cute. So we got to find it, and I'm looking at the picture she took of this happening, and I go, holy God, I am a portly fellow. And I'm always going to be a fat guy. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But I'm just God, I hate how I look. And with this haircut, especially my stupid buzz cut, you know, I look fatter than I've ever fatted. And I hate myself right now physically. Hate it. Can't stand it.
I feel your pain. I know I've told my story once about, you know, try and close on in the dressing room and getting stuck in them. And there have been plenty of times where I have cried or maybe overreacted about, you know, like certain pictures being posted online of myself. And I'm just like, oh, because when you're not feeling great.
Yeah.
You know, like, it sucks.
It does. And go ahead.
I was going to say, and I'm never as big in my head as I catch sight of myself and I go, oh, wait, what? That's not what I, in my head, it's not like that.
I'm the same
way. In my
way.
Head, I'm still in college.
I know I'm not in college, but I never think of myself as that bad. The other interesting thing, though, is people are not seeing you as big as you think that you are either.
Correct.
At least the people that know you. You know, your spouse, right. Your boyfriend, girlfriend, your kid. It's they don't see it like that. Mm-hmm. They don't think of it like that. So I'm not having. I've kind of reached that point in my life where it's like, well, I really don't care that other people don't like how I look. It used to be that. It used to be all about what other people perceive me by. Now it's, no, I just hate how I look. I hate myself. I don't like how I look for my own reasons. Okay. Which are like health related, which are clothes related. I've said this before. The only reason that I want to lose weight is there's two, health, and so I can fit into a certain type of jeans. That's really it. It's not a number. I'm not trying to be perfect. I just want to be able to fit into large clothing rather than like double XL clothing. That'd be great.
Okay.
I would like that. But yeah, I guess I'm going to get motivated now.
we
tried two diet bets that didn't motivate me.
Yes. I was going to say, let's not do one of those again. Just.
No, I have no interest in doing that right now.
No.
I did set up the. One of my biggest challenges is COVID related, and it isn't depression or anything like that. It's I do like going to the gym. Mm-hmm. And I legitimately go to the gym on a very regular basis. I have down times in the year, but I always get back to it and I always get back on it. And I have not been able to go to a gym since like what? March. And that has made it terrible. Now, I wasn't doing great before, but I was on my way to doing great since I got laid off in January. I had like 2 solid months there of like, okay, we got a good trend. Things are going good. I'm feeling good about all this. And then everything happened. So I have some weights at home.
Okay.
I've set those up. I set up a room in the house to do that in so I can get back to doing some of that. And
good.
Started playing golf. So
yes.
that's a little something.
We're going to go play.
I know. I was watching videos before we got on here about how to fix a slice.
Oh, my God. It's going to be fun.
I'm so white, I'm pretty sure I pee mayonnaise at this point. That's how white I am. Yeah. You're welcome.
That's a gross description.
So I'm going to try, and I'm going to try to go back to the intermittent fasting thing.
Yeah, I started that too.
You did?
I did. Today is I'm starting day 4. I'm trying keto.
Ah, you're doing the keto diet.
Which, honestly, I feel like I've tried everything else. I was like, well, shit. Let's try this one now. See how this goes.
Sure. You know who does keto and had a lot of success is Kobe. You know Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Kobe in Syracuse and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing I always tell them, though, about keto, and that really bugs me. People who do keto, suddenly you are a keto person. It's like a lifestyle. It's not just a diet. You become...
That is true.
This. It's like becoming a vegetarian or a vegan, only completely opposite in that you are literally just ingesting only animal flesh all day. I don't have a problem with it because I think it makes sense. It totally makes sense to me that this would work and help people lose weight and keep weight off. It's just the idea that it's good for you long term is bad. Like,
no, I'm shaking my head. No, I realize that people use this as a lifestyle. For me, this is not going to be a lifestyle. This mm-hmm. legitimately is a diet till I get to a certain point mm-hmm. and then, you know, start incorporating things back in because... Me personally, this is not sustainable, and it's kind of gross.
It's well, Hugh Jackman who did it when he was trying to be Wolverine.
Where I have no idea.
He ate something like nothing but steak every day
months,
and the day he was done filming, he was like, "Oh God, I don't have to eat steak anymore. Thank God, I can't do it anymore." He's like, "I can't do it anymore."
No, I'm not. No. Nope.
Well, I know.
It's not just meat, though. Like, you're supposed to be eating vegetables.
Right. What kind of vegetable? It's like broccoli, right? Broccoli's a good
thing.
I don't
like broccoli, so I don't eat broccoli.
You don't like broccoli? What's wrong with broccoli?
Hell no. I don't like broccoli.
You know, we've talked about this. You're not a vegetable person. What do you eat for vegetables?
Lettuce.
Okay.
Lettuce.
Good.
Spinach.
Okay.
Cucumber. Yeah. Green beans.
Oh, green beans are good. Favorite vegetable. What's your favorite vegetable?
Probably lettuce.
It can't be your favorite. That's your favorite vegetable.
Oh,
lettuce is your favorite.
I eat Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
But Brussels sprouts, they have to be prepared a certain way.
Like what way?
the one way that I make them. It's been a long time.
There's covered like in butter.
No, there's honey involved. So.
Okay, honey, sure.
So, yeah.
I usually steam them, smash them, and then bake them in a good oil. And they come out nice.
I remembered.
Yeah.
Honey, Dijon mustard.
Okay.
And then you like mix them all up and everything. You cut them in quarters, mix them all up, throw some cranberry, like dried cranberries in there, and then you roast them. They're really good.
Sounds like a Thanksgiving version.
Because
of the cranberry. No?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't. Well, that's the other thing. I don't really like Thanksgiving food, so.
That's interesting. Okay.
I know. That's an entire other topic, though.
True. All right, I won't go down that road. The point
is, yeah, we could go down that road.
We can go down 12 roads here. All right, so you're doing keto.
Yes.
So you have to tweet about that at least 20 times a day now about how you're keto. Make sure you tell everyone that you're keto. Make sure everything that you do, make sure when you go out to restaurants with people, I mean, if you do, I mean, when are you going to do that? But if you do, make sure you tell everybody, well, I'm keto, so what do you have? Nope. Like, and it's so funny because everyone hates vegans and vegetarians for saying that at restaurants, but now keto people do exactly that.
And I'm not that person.
Again, I don't have a problem with what people do on their diet. It's fine. It's just an observation. I don't have a problem that they're asking. I'm just pointing out that everyone hates vegans and vegetarians for being picky. But, you know, the guy who's keto or the girl who's keto does it. And it's like, well, they're living a lifestyle. Oh, pump the brakes. Like, no.
That will not ever be me. Okay. If I have to bring food somewhere, I will do it and try to be discreet about it and not be like, yeah, I'm following this plan. You know, you want to hear about it, I'll tell you, but I'm not like,
You're not going to try to get them to join the religion of keto.
No. Okay. No. Mm-mm.
There is if you want to really hate yourself, there is a vegan version of keto diet.
I don't want to hate myself more than I already do. You serious?
There is.
I just told you my favorite vegetables. That's like less than five.
I'm sure there's
what am I supposed to eat?
I'm sure there's a bean in there. I don't know. I mean, you will lose weight. You will lose weight on a vegan keto.
That's true. I'll be starving myself. But I've also paired it with intermittent fasting, too.
Okay, yeah. I like fasting said to be really, really good. I mean, there's really very few studies that show that it's bad. They all kind of say, no, that's a good thing to do.
Giving your body a break.
Yeah. Give yourself like a 6-hour to 8-hour window to eat in. That's it. And don't shovel yourself. And you should be fine. So I'm going to try to do that. I got to figure out how I'm going to do it because my work, like I got to go to Rochester starting this week because I've been working from Syracuse lately. So I got to like leave here at 9:30. So I got to figure out, okay, am I going to eat right before I leave? Am I going to eat at work? When am I going to technically have dinner? So I got to figure out all this stuff because I'm going to be at work every night till 7. Right. So.
Well, that's a lot of it. I feel like that's what people struggle with too, is that getting started and making a plan and then taking that those first few steps,
right?
Because once you get on a roll, it's easier to keep going.
And that's the thing.
Hard to start.
And you have I have an 8-hour workday like anybody else would. And a lot of people get to stay home, so it's a little easier for. I think it's easier to do this. Right? It's also easier to stuff your face when you're at home. But
exactly.
But at work, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to be ultimately on the radio for several hours. Right. So I can't just have a meal in the middle of that. It's a little awkward to be eating while you're trying to speak. So I got to think to myself, OK, so if I work till 7, I'm on the air for, I don't know, 5 hours, 6 hours. And I have a 6-hour eating window and I'm going to be starving afterwards. When am I going to do, you know what I mean? Probably it's probably like right before I go on. But I'm a breakfast guy. So what the hell am I going to do?
Oh, you are a breakfast.
I love a breakfast.
No, not me.
I love a breakfast. I'm a coffee guy too, but I love a high protein breakfast. Always have.
Oh, I mean, I like breakfast too. I like breakfast cake, aka pancakes and McGriddles and donuts. Like that's the kind of breakfast I'm talking about. But
no, I like
cereal,
eggs.
High sugar cereal.
I buy the Beyond breakfast patties. Which are delicious and taste like, again, they taste like a sausage patty. I love those. I love hash browns. I'm not a big pancake guy. There is one pancake that from a place, like at home, we've made pancakes that are great. But there is only one pancake I have ever loved. It's the one at the Baldwinsville Diner. They have sweet cream pancakes at the Baldwinsville Diner. And I could lick the plate of those freaking pancakes. They're that good.
Maybe once the world opens up, we can go out for breakfast. I can have one of those, and you can have your fake patties.
I can eat a strawberry, because that's where I'm headed at this point. There was a Trump flotilla in Oneida Lake at Brewerton this weekend. Which actually a lot of people attended. There's a lot of people here. I'm impressed. Like I'm not.
Was there more people there than at his rally in Tulsa?
Maybe. No, actually, no. But, I mean, it's probably pretty close. Average age is old. And I'm not saying that to be a douche. Average age from the pictures I'm seeing at Syracuse.com or, you know, older. There's some young people. The social distancing, actually not bad, just because most people are on boats. So, yeah. You know, I mean, okay. If you're with your family, especially, or people that you know are, you know, there's not many rates up that way. There's not many coronavirus cases. I should say the rates are very low up that way. It actually looks kind of fun. Like, you know, you're out on a boat.
Yeah.
You got some beers. You're believing in your cause. I mean, I don't agree with your cause at all, but you're believing in your cause, you know, and.
It was just all Trump supporters. That's the only reason that they were brought together.
Yeah, it's about 100 boats carrying, you know, Trump stuff. Started at 11:30 on, what was it, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And there's another flotilla, I guess, at Sylvan Beach. And then they gathered at Three Mile Bay. So they just kind of met up in the middle. There's one picture of everyone on a dock, and they are not social distancing whatsoever. And there are a lot of grandparents on that dock, and I just get concerned with that. I'm sure they're all fine. I'm sure they're good.
Yeah, look at that. I pulled up the picture so I could see, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. That's, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to bring it up just because I thought it was interesting. I don't necessarily have anything groundbreaking to say about it. I hate the picture of the kid in the stroller with his grandparents doing Trump stuff, but I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Well, I was not there. I know where. That's a place I would have avoided for the day.
Yeah, you know, I don't see anybody who's a shade darker than Italian here. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
that's not shocking. Here's the thing I just noticed about this is, okay, cool. So you did a thing and good for you. I'm not going to sit here and say you can't do that. Of course you could do that. You have every right in the world to show
it's
your
America.
Support. It's America. It's fine. You can totally do that. The thing is that all I can do is sit here and go, wow, I bet there's a lot of racists there.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Because that's what I associate. And that's the thing. See, that's the hard part through this whole thing. Because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about Trump last week. And, you know, and we're friends and he's a Trump supporter. Did you know you can still be friends?
And I have those friends, too.
Yes.
You can be married to them as well.
You can. You can stay close with family even if you completely disagree about these things. It's a novel concept and sometimes hard for both sides to do that. That's the biggest problem I have, though, at this point. It's look, if you want to be conservative, be conservative. If you want to vote for Trump, you vote for Trump. The thing is that I literally associate every one of these rallies with just tons of racism. Because of what happens at Trump rallies that you see, and maybe it's being overblown, but I would be more uncomfortable at this thing than I would being on Avenue D in Rochester or on the south side of Syracuse, where, you know, well, you know, that's where all the ghetto is and blah, blah, blah. I'd be more comfortable there than I would be at this thing. Is all. I don't know if you feel the same way. I'm not sure, but I'm just saying.
Yep. Everybody's allowed to have their own opinion. That's. As I've said once, I'll say it again. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Doesn't mean
I want to hear it necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. We can agree to disagree, but I don't want to. Let's just not. Especially because if there's going to be no agreement whatsoever, what's the point of having the conversation?
Right. One more observation. Great boats.
I mean, here's all that money.
Trump supporters have way more money than non-Trump supporters. Like, it's incredible how much more money you guys have. Because, like, there's some nice boats on this lake doing this thing. And I'm kind of jealous of that. I would like a boat.
Me too.
Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon is saying they're going to provide face masks and face shields to teachers as they restart things here in a month, a little bit more than a month. They're going to give school districts 50,000 masks, 12,000 face shields, and try to prepare them for
this. Are people going to be required to wear a face shield and a mask?
No, I think it's a personal preference thing.
But,
like, you know, if you have a, some people have problems breathing with the masks, apparently. So here's a face shield. Maybe they do make them wear both. I don't know. I didn't see them doing that, but.
My question is the face shield as helpful as a mask? I would think not.
They're actually saying yes, it is.
Oh, interesting.
At least the last time I saw it. I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, someone just yell at me. But it is because it does cover your whole face and it's deflecting, you know, the particles away from your face and keeping them near you if you, you know, breathe, sneeze, cough.
Okay. Fork, well, you know, whatever. I guess.
Does that make you feel good about? I mean, because let's assume you go back to do.
Well, we're basically waiting on Cuomo, aren't we?
Is that what we're doing?
Districts are all the school districts are coming up with their plans. Mm-hmm. But if Cuomo comes out and says, nah, we're going to stick to virtual learning, all those plans go out the window and we got to do virtual learning.
Is that a concern at this point with all the districts that they just did all this work to come up with a plan and then it's not even going to matter?
Well, me personally, I like the fact that our district has given us an option. Mm-hmm. Our district has said that we are going to start with virtual learning. Don't know how long it's going to last for, but then we are going to transition to parents' choice. You can send your kid to school 5 days a week, or you can have them learn at home for 5 days a week. Huh. If there are too many kids that have signed up for the 5 days a week, then they move to a hybrid plan to make sure that they stay within the realm of social distancing. But yeah. My kids' school specifically, their numbers were down to begin with. Like my son in his kindergarten class, there was 13 of them. Hmm. That's very low. Mm-hmm. And I've also heard that there's a possibility that numbers are low for their school. So if that's the case, sure, I'm going to send you to school. What if there's only 5 kids in your class? That's yes. Go. Go learn. Go learn how you're supposed to learn with a teacher in a classroom without me.
We're having the debate right now because my wife has looked over the plan in detail, and of course I have not because I'm lazy, and that requires reading.
These plans are long, though.
They're long, and she would like a little bit more specifics about things, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Like, I'm sitting here going, what are we going to do if we don't send them back to school? Like, okay, so are we going to homeschool them? Are we really going to? Like, I know we'll do the virtual thing. I know. But that wasn't working. Like, we know that wasn't. I mean, he did fine, but I don't feel good about it. And it's not because I don't want to be. It's not the thing, oh, I can't stand my kid. No, I mean, look, is it hard? Yeah, but that's not even it. It isn't that I don't want my kid to be around me, or it isn't that. It's that I know that school is good for him, and I know that the environment is good for him, right? Mm-hmm. And, okay, so if we take him out of it, like, well, what are we doing? Okay, so now what? So, okay, so I guess Jess will do it for a while, but then she's going to eventually go back to work. So then what do we do? And
on top of the fact that it doesn't matter if you're following the virtual learning at home, are the kids getting as much out of, you know, virtual learning of art, mm-hmm. phys ed, music?
No. And my district sends that stuff out to do. I tried to do gym with him multiple times, the gym exercise, and he's like, I'm not doing this stuff. It was impossible.
That's exactly it. It's very hard. And I really felt for the specials teachers because they're putting all this work in because it's required of them to put this work in, and the kids aren't doing it.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the school year, Henry's kindergarten teacher set aside Wednesdays and said, listen, I'm not going to send out new work on Wednesdays. Wednesdays are the days that you catch up on your specials. And that worked out wonderfully. Mm-hmm. But this is nuts.
And I hope that it's, you know, of course we all hope it's better by then. But I would rather send him to school. I'd rather mm-hmm. take the quote risk of him being exposed and us being exposed, because mm-hmm. chances are Luna, our newborn's not going to be really affected by it that much, if at all. He shouldn't be. He's under 10. Jesse should be fine. I'm the one at risk because I have asthma. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the cases are so low in Onondaga County. They're so low upstate.
We've been doing a good job. I'm kind of impressed with us.
I'm waiting for us to slip.
Right.
You know, I just am. But I feel like if we continue to do such a great job into September, send them back. You know what I mean? Like with restrictions, sure, but send them back. Let's get the ball rolling on it because
yeah, and make those, you know, social distancing, you know, masks, hand washing, hand sanitizer. Like, yes, let's keep that up. Can we please keep that up after this is all over? Maybe not the mask part of it, but can we keep like the social distance between people that we don't know at the grocery store and like the hand sanitizing stations? Like, I like that. That'll probably cut down on everything else too.
I fully plan on keeping the mask thing up when and if this ends. If I'm feeling at all bleh, and when we're in the dead of winter on top of that, I plan on wearing a mask everywhere now. Because
you know what?
Yeah.
I think that this is kind of maybe, well, you're going to get the diehard peoples and the diehard people and the lazy people that will never do that, because those are the losers that are out at the store now with their faces hanging out and noses hanging out. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be not weird anymore to see somebody out with a mask.
Right. And every freaking winter, I get so damn sick. Every fall, I get something with a season change, and then every winter, I have something that lingers, and then every winter into spring, I die. Like, it's just will that necessarily avoid it from happening? No, I could still get the same way because some of it's allergy related. But if I can avoid or lessen, or better yet, if I'm getting sick, not spread it to other people, regardless of what it is, I feel like I should do that. I feel like that's a responsible thing to do. So, and every other country, every other, at least, you know, like first world, does this. People just wear masks when they're not feeling good, just to try to make sure it's okay if they go to the office, that sort of thing. Just to try to keep it closer to them so they're not getting the whole friggin' office sick.
That's how we roll in America. We're just gonna do what we want to do because it's the land of the free and home of the brave. And goddammit, I am not wearing a mask.
Is it brave or dumb? Sometimes I wonder.
Not me personally. I'm just saying a collective whole of people. You also know, like, this is a very young country, if you think about it.
Oh, it's very young. Yeah.
So we, America, are like the young, stupid 17, 18-year-olds.
Yeah, we're teenagers.
Their brains are not fully developed yet. Like, that's kind of like how America is compared to everywhere else.
I agree. And sometimes the rest of the world where you have the older are a little too stuffy too, but we do act like a teenager sometimes.
And showed up.
And boy, it's destructive.
Because we elect reality stars to rule the freaking country.
He's a very tremendously successful.
This sounds like a cool idea.
Amy, what'd you learn on the show today?
I learned that there was a flotilla of Trump supporters that I was very glad I did not get an invite to.
Yes. You know they didn't have good beer. I'd like to see if they had good beer on those boats. Like, good beer.
What's considered good beer?
Yeah, not something.
Since I don't drink
you know,
it.
I mean, nothing against Budweiser. They're a great employer here in Central New York. But something better than that. Yeah, like it's something fancy. Something local. Something, you know, something
so
craft.
You don't mean like Busch Light, right?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Natty Ice.
Yeah, those are trash. Budweiser's fine. But Natty Ice, Busch Light, Keystone, trash. There's trash beer. Like, you know those are all out there. You know that they're drinking that.
I know that's garbage beer, but not that I drink it anyway. I just don't drink beer, but
just a thought. I learned, what did I learn today? I learned that you're doing keto. And you're promising not to be a keto person from this point on.
I will not be. Trust and believe, sis, that it's not gonna happen.
Okay. You heard it here first. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We will hopefully hear you back here tomorrow. Thanks to Rockbox Recording. Thanks to 315 Live and the 315 Live app, where you can listen to us all the time on. And, you know, listen to us wherever you get a podcast. Please subscribe, by the way. Subscriptions are good. They help us in lots of ways.
Yes.
So thank you and have a great day.
Bye, guys.